Welcome to the arena, boy. It's your boy Archer Almighty. Ooh, man. You know, I stay elevated, but right now, this is definitely a Slay and Chill episode. Ooh, shout out to Anchor for making it this simple for us to put on a podcast, man. I got my co-hosts here, co-founders. Woo, we got co-founders. You heard me? We ain't even say hosts no more. We say co-founders. AK, Aaron Kendricks from Kendrick Sports Talk, all the way via, not Phoenix, Grand Canyon, Arizona. And we all got my guy, Maddie Matt Talks, talking all things Cleveland sports on the line as well. So, Maddie Matt Talks, what's good, man? Shit, what are we talking? Russell Westbrook today? Huh? Man, what are we talking? Russ? I mean, we got so much to talk about, man. It's been a while since I've had all us on the podcast. I don't know. Is this our first time having us three on the podcast?
I've actually,
you said what now?
Just us three, yeah.
Yep, first time.
First time, man. First time. Let's get this thing going. Y'all got me finna grab my notes and notebooks, man. My notebook and my ink pen real quick, man, for this one. But shoot, who's Russell Westbrook, bro, traded? That's number one topic. That's it, huh? Number one?
Yeah, that's number one topic, man. That's most important right now.
Whew, I don't even know. We got who want to kick it off right now? Who want to jump in? That's my guy, OKC, but I don't want to be biased. So go ahead.
So basically, the reason why we decided to jump on this talk and break this down is because we were having a group chat discussion. The John Wall and Russell Westbrook trade came up in the chat. And we all started, you know, throwing in our two cents and shit. And we needed to record it. We needed to put our thoughts and feelings out there. So we had to get together and share our feelings on the Russell Westbrook and John Wall trade.
Who, I don't know who want to go. I was trying to find a coin that I could flip to see who going to give out their thoughts first. That's what I was honestly doing. Y'all just bear with me. I ain't out of there. So... pick a number 1 through 10. I'm gonna let this go between y'all two. Aaron, who you got?
What? I'll go with AI number 3.
Ooh. Oh, Maddie Matt, what you got? What you got?
I'm gonna go 7.
Ooh, the number was 2. The number was 2.
Okay.
But I like that 7 though too. That you already know I like that 7. Oh man, that's sweet. We can talk in Russ, bro. That's crazy. So, AK, start us off, man. Start us off.
So, basically, neither Russ or John Wall was very happy with their teams that they were on going into the offseason. We knew that, you know, Harden and Russ Westbrook, they were sharing their grievances about the team. You know, airing out the dirty laundry, letting everybody know how they felt. So, as a GM, you got to do something about it. You can't just stick with the same squad and have them all pissed off all year. So, they had to do something. So, John Wall wasn't too happy either because he found out that the Wizards were building around Bradley Beal and not him because he's been injured quite frequently. So... Wizards had to do something too because John Wall wasn't going to be happy on that roster, although he's buddies with Brad Beal. He wanted to go play somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, to fix their situations and because of their contracts, it was almost a forced situation where they had to trade for each other. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I think it was like the GM's hands were kind of tied with those contracts and the star point guards wanting to be traded. So I don't know how y'all feel about that, but that was my thought.
Ooh, oh, that's definitely another way to think about it. Ooh,
yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. I'll say this. I think it's a win-win on both sides. For one, just like you said, hey, one, James Harden and Russ Westbrook. I can't say that. Russ. Two Titans on the same team just don't mix well. Said that they didn't mix well. I don't want to say they didn't mix well, but I think they were excited about playing together again because they came from OKC together. they saw that they could mess again for a championship. Mm-hmm. They both developed to MVPs. They both have a hunger that they could share. That's what happened. But I think it was a win-win because James Harden, he'll be a star. He doesn't have to worry about John Wall kind of taking that spotlight what Mike Russ did because John Wall gets hurt a lot. But at the same time, I think this is somewhat resurrect possibly a little bit John Wall's career just because he's been hurt. Just in case, you know, James Harden wants to be the person like, hey, I'm gone. This ain't working, I'm gone. And then John Wall can come up after sitting back and kind of get him back, get so back. Mm-hmm. But just like how me and Sam were talking yesterday, we was talking about how Russ going to Washington. He's going to be who he was at OKC. He's going to drop that triple-double like he did in OKC. And that's going to bring back the beast from Russ. He got his own team now. Again. But he kind of got better, at least one better support player in Bradley Beal. But that's how I feel. I think it's a win-win on both sides.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm feeling both of y'all's answers. I'm definitely feeling them because you gave them two different aspects. You definitely gave me a different viewpoint, AK, when it came to they both may have forced their way out. Or like, you know, it's like, hey, both of them not happy. Let's just swap guards. Me, I feel like, I guess we kind of, I don't really want to beat the dead horse and say the same thing as somebody else said. But do you think either team won? Because I'm like with Matt, I feel like Russ is just, all he know how to do is just go hard or don't go home. And his stats are going to show for it. He just going to produce. And that's what he's been doing for his career. It's just about who he got around him now. He got his old coach. He got Scotty Brooks back in the day. You know, he got my old coach that already know what I'm going to do. So he already got some kind of mindset as into what to expect when he gets his ball player.
John? For me, like, as far as when you're talking about this trade, it's tricky as far as who won. Like, I think we're not going to find out who won until maybe two seasons. Because, you know, Houston picked up a draft pick. You know,
right.
So on top of swapping the guards, they also got a first-round draft pick that I believe is guaranteed to be a lottery, and if it's not, it gets pushed back or something like that. So it's guaranteed to be a good pick. And as far as Russ playing in Washington, I think he's gonna look nice in the East.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw what he could do in OKC. He didn't have a Brad Beal there, you know, taking off the slack for him. So he obviously had to put up those hefty numbers, but we saw that he could average a triple-double. Duke can rebound like no other point guard. You know, when he's all in, you know, he can put up those stats. My thing is, Houston, they set themselves up to be contenders last year and this coming season. Washington, I don't feel like they're on that level. So that's why I think we got to wait and see. I do think that Washington will get a lot better. A lot of that has to do with the fact that John Wall won't be on the roster and hurt, though. And they'll have Russ playing, and Russ will most likely be healthy because he's had a good history of being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If John Wall can be the floor general that he was when he was healthy, I'm talking 2016, John Wall.
20-10, two steals, John Wall. Yeah.
Yes, if we're talking that John Wall, a healthy, defensively locked in John Wall, the Houston Rockets will look better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big if. But he's got to stay healthy. He's got to be locked in on D. It's going to be a whole different squad this year.
Mm-hmm.
with D'Antoni not being there running that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of interesting parts with this trade. That's why I wanted to break it down with y'all. Because it's hard to say just Houston won because of this or Washington won because of this. There's a lot of things involved with it.
Thanks. Big facts. So I'm going in right now to Google Russell Westbrook stats because that's what people like to bring it out to anyway, as into what they do, they points, you know. It's like, what are you doing? You know, numbers don't lie. So when you get in Russell Westbrook, it says 2019, because that's just pretty much what this is turned into, you know, like outside of it, as we could just give our opinions. Because like you said, AK, we're not going to know until two seasons. And like, we don't know if John Wall's going to be able to, you know, be John Wall. We know what we're getting with Russ. You know, dude posted a video the other day of him out there dunking that thing off a bounce. The reverse.
Here's my thing about that, though, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Why ain't he practicing his jumper? Why is he practicing dunks?
True. Oh, that's made. I don't know. We don't know. If that's,
come on, man. Okay. It's not like you have a pretty mid-range jumper. Practice that shit, man.
That's true. Look at me. I got that. I got you. Russ may listen to this and be like, you know what, AK, I got you, baby. I can show you the 300 makes I've been doing in the gym.
I'm telling you, if Russ needs to work on anything, it's that jump shot, man.
I can definitely agree. Because if, man.
I would have to say, when you look at John Wall's game too, though, although I think that his jump shot is a lot cleaner and a lot better, you know, that is where John Wall lacks as well. So when you look at their games, it is very similar.
Yep. So one got the history of injury, the other one don't. So Russell Westbrook with the Rockets, he averaged, what's this, 27 points on 47% field goal percentage, 25.83 percentage. That's like you said, that was pretty, Russ, you're going to have to definitely work on that. 7.9 rebounds and 7 assists. So his numbers was up as in scoring, like one of, like it ranks in his top five of his career as in stats per season, points per game per season. But then he down in rebounds because he had James Harden out there rebounding too, doing the same thing. Like you said, so them is down and his assists is down. When he was in OKC, he was averaging 23 a game, 11 rebounds, and then that 11 assists. Now I want to know who's going to be catching the ball on the other end of them besides Bradley Beal. Like you said, we won't know until we see. I know you think they're going to definitely make the playoffs. I say they're going to make the playoffs.
The Wizards are definitely going to make the playoffs this year if Russ stays healthy and Brad does stay healthy.
We're going to have to.
Because the Wizards team that we've been seeing for the past couple seasons has only had Brad Beal leading them. And although he's been, you know, like a league leading scorer, he needs some help.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, we're going to see. I don't know the other guys on the roster. I'm going to have to go Google that and find out the other guys. Because right now, Houston got John Wall, James Harden, and they got Boogie Cousins. Shoot.
The Washington Wizards, their starting lineup is looking like Thomas Bryant, Davis Bertans, Brad Beal, John Wall, and then the new rookie that they just picked up, the number 4 pick in the draft. I'm going to probably mispronounce it, but it's Denny Abija. So, yeah, man. Nice young team.
Mm-hmm. So the possibilities are endless on that end, and they in the East. It's gonna be very interesting. Houston did their thing on their end, and then the Wizards actually have a point guard who, I don't know. He could Russ. It's kind of up to Russ at this point. Like, what you want to do, man? Like, you know, like you just got traded. You're the only player in NBA history, no, only MVP to be traded in consecutive seasons.
Right.
So it's like, what do you want now? Do you want to be in Washington and change that franchise and give them something to be proud of? You know, give them something, you know, somebody to give a statue out of. Because I know in OKC, I feel like he should. He got one at MVP. He's in the, you know, in the record books. In both of their career, like, do you think who's between John Wall and Russ? I mean, if we had to say it right now, Russ.
As far as looking at their overall careers, Russ, he blows John out of the water.
Yeah. Honestly, even if John Wall was healthy, it was still Russ.
Right.
Russ, he's different. Like, he's a... I'd say Russ, that's one guy we had in a while. Like, the fact that he's aggressive. You don't get that. The man's aggressive.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. I mean,
yeah,
his hustle, his energy, just everything that he brings. And as far as I've heard, he's a good teammate. It's just, I mean, the scheme's got to work out. When you have a player like him, you got to have another dynamic player that can feed off of him.
Yeah, Bradley Beal showed that he can get buckets. He dang sure did that. But yeah, like we say, now it's just up to the young guys to see if his team can do something. I mean, they out there in the East, they can shake some things up. I mean, like, they both great guards. And both of them got a lot to prove. I mean, to themselves. This ain't even – they don't got to prove nothing to us because we going to tune in. We got a slant chill fantasy basketball draft December 20th at noon Central Standard Time. Just to prove it. And I already know I got Westbrook in the queue. Everybody heard it here first. Channel 22 News. And I got John Wall in it. You know what I'm saying? Because both, either way, like I say, because everybody heard it here first. So somebody going to be like, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about that. Russ is going to have to triple-double again. So, I mean, dude, man. It's going to be interesting. It give us something to do and think about right now outside of the reality of what's really going on in the world, boy. It's crazy out there. COVID is definitely real, killing people off every day. This is off subject, but it just happened. I got a cousin that was killed today from COVID. So, yep. So I'm man enough to say that on the air because sports really do help us, you know, get away, escape.
Yes, sir.
So it's going to be real interesting, man. It's John Wall and Westbrook, man. You know, I got his shoes in the room. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't wear no day. Why not? Westbrook's. Everybody like them retros. But I really do be out here running miles off of those Russell Westbrook. Why not? My homeboy, I was blessed with some shoes. I was like, you know what, bro, I can do them. He said, man, I see what you've been doing with your Archer Academy stuff, man. Opening the gym to people, man, letting them hoop. This is pre-COVID. So I was blessed with them shoes. I was like, you know what, bro, I'm rocking these Westbrooks. He said, because he had a whole bunch of shoes he was selling. He was like, bro, man, which one of these you want? Because he had some J's, all kind of stuff, man. I was like, well, let me just get them Westbrooks. It was my size, and it was brand new. I ain't never seen them before. And I was like, so I could be able to give a good, and they mugs, like I said, mugs, they hold steady.
Well, shit, bro, send some size 12s over here to Grand Canyon.
Right. Hey, Russ, you heard it here first, baby. I don't know who John Wall signed to, but I know Russ. Hey, we need some of them. I like them Jordan 1s, bro, and them 11s. I know he got the exclusives. He could jump, man. Hook us up. For real, for real. But yeah, man, so that's pretty. We just wanted to talk about that trade a little bit. I'm trying to figure out another angle that we could come from this, man.
All right. Who do y'all think is going to be MVP this next coming season?
I don't know, man. That's going to be kind of tough, man, because a lot of people are going to be like, huh? Who you think? I'm like, man, Matt, go ahead. Who you think? I got somebody. Y'all probably ain't going to think who I'm thinking.
But, I gotta say Russ. I gotta say Russ. Like, I really believe that Russ is really gonna be the guy who he was. Okay,
Yeah, average triple double this season.
Yep.
Uh huh. And he doesn't have the same support cast. Like he don't have the same Adams. Honestly, that was a good. He didn't have to see that, but he does have a Bradley Beal. But I think Russ is on. Russ, he has to be out from Washington. I think he's on.
But this,
see that guy.
Yeah, I get you. Ooh, yeah, Russ. He got Russ. I'm not trying to say no but, because, okay, he said Russ. Who you say, AK? I'm going to say what I say off of that. Just piggybacking off of that. I feel you like that, too. I can see everybody's viewpoint. So, go, AK, who you got?
Man, you know, I'm hoping that it's LeBron or AD, but mm-hmm. My actual prediction for this coming season, I think it's going to be Luka.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
I think Luka's just gonna keep stepping his game up. He's young, he's learning. I think he's just gonna keep getting better.
I like that.
We'll see if he has that healthy KP next to him this season.
Ooh-wee. Oh my goodness, you heard it here first, baby. 21 minutes into this episode. Wow, this went. I love this energy. Okay. I gotta write the date of what time this started. What's this? The November the what? What day is this right here? God dang. I don't, it's 9-1-1. That's what time it is. Central Standard Time. Goodness gracious. But yeah, so MVP. I knew you was gonna say AD because I was gonna say, I'm glad I didn't go first because I knew you was gonna say that. Because I can give off of both of them. I feel exactly what you're saying, Matt, as in Russell Westbrook stats is gonna be crazy. He could carry him to the playoffs. Because I think a lot of teams is going to get taught all that buddy ball. You know what I'm saying? Like AD and LeBron. Like they both going to be doing too much. Not necessarily saying that. Their stats going to look great. They just won a championship. But I just don't think that. I feel like the small ball, Russ going to get it. Because he going to change the franchise as in Washington. Because he definitely is an opportunity to average those stats and have a winning record with his team. And with AD, I would say, yeah, AD just got that 5-year, $190 million. So, yeah, he's going to be definitely getting buckets.
One thing I will say about AD, though, he has the right mindset because, like, he played in New Orleans, and he was injured a little bit, and he didn't have no help. He got out of there, and he made his way to the Lakers. And every time they asked him, Are you expecting to win MVP? Are you expecting to win Defensive Player of the Year? Yada, yada. He's like, I want to win a championship. That's always the only thing that comes out of his mouth. I want to win a championship. He doesn't care about nothing else. Mm-hmm. That's what I love as a Lakers fan. But honestly, with LeBron and AD on the same team, and with the good sidekicks at the end, I don't think he's going to win MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll have a solid
season. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if I'm gonna have to pick somebody right now, I'm used to just asking the questions and jumping up out of there. Double dutch.
Man, we gotta hear your opinion.
Okay. Well, I like the Russell Westbrook because that's my guy. I want to say okay. I'm gonna say. I'm not even going to try to be selfish and say SGA for the OKC Thunder. I'm not going to do that because that's what all my Thunder fans going to want to say. Like, hey, bro, he ain't got nobody, so we don't get to see. But honestly, I'm going to go against some Oklahoma City Thunder fans is going to be mad when I say this. I say Kevin Durant.
Because
Kevin Durant coming, he getting tired of everybody talking about him. How he betrayed everybody in Oklahoma City and left and got and picked Oakland, and he joined the team that didn't need him and all of that stuff. I feel like KD gonna be a better version of him than OKC. He done learned a lot since leaving freaking Oakland. Because, like I told Matt, I'm like, hey bro, I'm born and raised here in Oklahoma City. KD did what he did. I mean, like I said, I don't know. We'll find out later on in the 30 for 30 if KD threw the game to go play with the Warriors. We'll worry about that later. I'll ask him, can we talk about that on the boardroom or something like that? But outside of that, dude is a killer, man. Easy money sniper, bro. Like, dude is a walking bucket. If he can stay healthy and help keep Brooklyn and put Brooklyn on the maps, who ain't ever did nothing, New York ain't got, man, New York would go crazy. You know, don't nobody represent the Knicks as a team or organization anyway. So I feel like KD really do got the opportunity to step up and get that MVP too, because I don't know the Brooklyn Nets lineup outside of Kyrie, so I don't want a stat check. You know, AB usually would come in with them big old fingers and tap, 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 and go Google all that. But KD don't want an MVP. He don't want a whole lot. It should be very freaking interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Man, KD's leg scares me, though.
That's true.
Yeah, because the way he came back from that injury, and then right as soon as he got back on the court, you just see it snap. I'm like, damn. That scares me with him coming back. I hope he's able to stay healthy. It'll be a better leader with him in it.
Yeah, we gonna see, man. We gonna definitely goddamn see, man. That's my little dark horse, I guess you could say. But yeah, I played
that. Y'all think that Kyrie Irving is not talking to media this year?
That's good for him. Everything he say, he get judged on. So ain't nothing wrong with it.
Get that mic. I'll get that mic. Just Kyrie.
Yep, gotta let Kyrie be Kyrie. But hey, if I was him, I wouldn't be talking to the media either.
Yeah. You good? Yeah, man. So it's gonna be very interesting. A lot of players got a lot to prove. So we touched on three coasts right there. We got the West Coast. Man, it's gonna be interesting, bro. It's gonna be very freaking interesting, man. We got a few minutes left. Anchor give us them 30-minute segments. So any other quick hey, that's a good one, man. MVP, I think that's a great note to leave off on right there. What else?
Pickles. I'll do pickles real quick.
Oh, this week's NFL pickles?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay, let's get it then. Let me go.
Let me get my list out.
I ain't even made mine yet. Oh, yes, we did. I didn't find my notebook. November positive. Hold on, let me find it. Ooh, let me definitely find that. That's a whole nother notebook, man. Hold on. I got to run through the crib. Let me find it. Where's it at? Hey. Me and my pops, we got them. Y'all can ask me. Go ahead. Anybody got them pulled up?
No, I got one
pulled up. Can't find my bag yet. Had a lot going on today. I got all these things backpacks, man.
The first game we got.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's going to be New Orleans at Atlanta. So,
how about it?
I got Saints.
Saints.
I'm rolling with the Saints as well.
Yep. Same here. Air Pops with the Saints.
Division rivalry again with Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears.
Bears.
I'm
going with the Bears.
Yep. Bear down.
And then we got Matty Matt's Cleveland Browns at the Tennessee Titans.
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 I'm gonna roll with the Titans at home.
Remember the Titans, baby. Hold on, we got 50 seconds. 50 seconds.
I can talk about that. I want to see my Browns so bad.
It's an 8-3 matchup this week.
Oh, better yet, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to end that episode on this one right here. We're going to come right back in. Like I say, thank you, Anchor. I don't want to just end on an abrupt ending. So thank you, Anchor, for allowing us to connect all three of us to put together a dope episode of Slay and Chill. AK, where can they find you real quick, bro? Ooh, yes, we got it.
Yeah, you find your favorite white boy, aka Kendrick Sports Talk, Grand Canyon's number one sports podcast. Find me anywhere that you stream your podcast. And you can find me on social media, Kendrick Sports Talk.
Mm-hmm. We got Maddie Mad Talks on all platforms. We'll be right back.